This is Beyond the Book on 92.1 WGHN. And each week we sit down with our good friend Chelsea Payton from the Lauda District Library to find out what's going on at the LDL. Chelsea, what's shaking? What do we need to know?
So we're very excited about this. We have a virtual author talk coming up on Wednesday, August 20th at 7 p.m. And this is with author Casey McQuinston, who wrote The Pairing and Red, White, and Royal Blue. She is a New York Times bestselling author and will be focusing specifically on the latest romantic comedy she wrote, The Pairing. This is a book definitely for adults, so this is a adult author talk. And I can just give you a little description about
it
for people who might be interested, though I have a feeling if people have heard of Casey McQuinston,
they know what they're getting into.
That's all that they need to know to be interested. So, premise of this book. Theo and Kit have been a lot of things, childhood best friends, crushes, in love, and now estranged. After a brutal breakup on the transatlantic flight to their dream European food and wine tour, they exited each other's lives once and for all. Time apart has done them good. Sure, nothing really compares to what they had, but life stretches out long and lonely ahead of them, and that was all in the past. All that remains is the unused voucher for the European tour that never happened, good for 48 months after its original date, and it's about to expire. 4 years later seems like a good idea to finally take the trip solo, separately. It's not until they board the tour bus that they discover they've both accidentally had the exact same idea. And now they're trapped with each other for 3 weeks of stunning views, luscious flavors, and the most romantic cities of France, Spain, and Italy. It's fine. There's nothing left between them. And they challenge each other to a competition to prove that they're over each other, except they're definitely not.
Mm. Okay.
So hopefully we'll have a lot of fun with people who are
lively evening there at the LDL.
Oh, yeah. We'll have a lot of fun. Casey's very, very cool. Like I said, New York Times bestselling author of romantic comedies, including another book called One Last Stop.
Yes.
I Kissed Shara Wheeler and Red, White, and Royal Blue,
yes,
which was actually adapted into a movie back in 2023 on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay. There
so,
you go. Yes.
Very fun. Very excited for them.
Yes.
So please come down once again. That was August 20th. The other thing I have will be the language learning services your library card gives.
Okay. So now you wanted to talk about something, a little bonus that people might not be aware of.
Yes. So kind of a did you know? Your library card gives you access to, I have two things. One, Pronunciator. It is the world's largest language learning service. Has 80 languages. ESL, which I thought was like an ASL related thing. It's English as a second language.
Mm.
That's for 50 non-English speaking languages.
Mm.
So essentially English in 50 other languages, like learning it. And you can learn how to speak a foreign language with the help of pronunciation analysis, virtual coaches, and simulated conversations using a computer, tablet, or a mobile device.
Oh.
So everything very convenient.
More than just books down there at the LDL.
Of course, always.
Yes, exactly.
And we also have, and we promote this one a lot as well, feature that you have access to with your library card called ASL Defined.
Mm-hmm.
It is an online American Sign Language curriculum that you can learn at your own pace, develop a better understanding of deaf culture, and more. Lessons and activities are available for all levels of learning, including beginner, intermediate, and advanced. And so I mentioned to you, I wanted to show you how to say WGHN in sign language.
Yes.
It's a little harder for people who are listening to see what I'm doing, but I can kind of describe. So the first one's easy. You hold up like a three.
Three.
And it looks like a W.
W.
So we've got W.
W.
G is like you're pointing to the side.
Okay.
Letting your friends know, oh, you got to go that way.
Yeah.
So WG.
G, pointing to the left.
Pointing to the left.
Okay.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
WG. And then H, similar. It's the point, but with the two fingers, and then one finger down. So literally like you did with the pointing for the G, but then you add your middle finger to it.
Okay, so three, one, two.
Point, two.
Okay.
And then in, this one's I think the most tricky. So do your fingers kind of like, your four fingers like a claw kind of coming inwards.
Okay.
And then you put your thumb in between the four. It's a little weird, right? That one I had a little trouble with.
Okay.
And yeah, it kind of sticks out. And that's in.
Okay.
So
three,
W,
one,
G,
two,
H. Yeah. We did it.
Okay, so three. Let's do it again. So for all, for, you know, three, one, point two.
In the middle.
Wow.
Yeah. So oh, there you go. You've learned something new today.
I have learned something new today. Every time you go to the Loudoun District Library, you can learn something. Peyton, if people want to learn more about what's going on at the LDL, where's the best place to go?
They can go to loudoutlibrary.org or Loudoun District Library on social media.
She's Chelsea Peyton. I'm Jesse Bruce. This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN.